Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Joining us now on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline from the Milwaukee Bucks, Fox Sports Wisconsin, he is Telly Hughes. Telly, thanks for coming on.
No problem. Thanks for having me.
All right, so back-to-back games. The Bucks don't shoot the three ball all that well, and game's pretty much over before we get to the buzzer sounding. It was quite a ways over before we get to the buzzer sounding in both situations. I'm just asking tonight, does anybody have concern about this team after the last two games? What would be your answer to that?
I would think there is some slight concern because this has been trending this way for a while in terms of them not sharing the ball. I mean, this is a team that ranks in the top 10 in assists all season long, and they average upwards of 25, 26 assists a game. And last game they had 13, tonight only 17. So they got to get back to moving the ball, and that's when they're at their best.
Do you think it comes down to a situation where guys are standing around waiting for Giannis to make a play too much?
I think that's absolutely been the case. I think that he has been the one that's been a catalyst, and now that Eric Bledsoe is there, they're still trying to figure out who's going to take what shots and when. And as a default mechanism, they just fall back into watching Giannis, and now you're starting to see Giannis's shooting percentage kind of go down. I mean, before when he was scoring 30, 32 points, you look up, he was 11 for 14 from the field. And I looked up at one point, and he had 13 points, and I think he was 5 of 13 from the field.
Right.
And that's just my Giannis. So I think they just need to get back to what was making them so successful, and that was good ball movement and even better defense.
And the other thing, too, is they got drilled on the boards tonight. Henson did all he could with the 10 rebounds or whatever, but you get 26 rebounds from two players in Gortat and Otto Porter Jr. The second-chance points off those rebounds killed the Bucks tonight.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's where they're staying at right now. And teams that have versatile bigs will try to take advantage of that. I mean, because you have John and Thon both sharing center responsibilities. And, you know, the good thing is you can throw Giannis at the five sometime. But, I mean, you're already asking a whole lot out of him, so you don't want to throw that in as well. But, I mean, the guys are doing their best that they could in terms of trying to help the big guys out rebounding, but it was just they ran into a Washington team that just kind of figured it out in the second half and created that separation.
This team, more than any team in recent memory, has to rebound as a team. Guards have to get 5-6 rebounds, and I know that's asking a lot, but it really has to be a team effort crashing the boards.
No, absolutely. But you also look at the fact that the Bucks do have some good rebounding guards.
Sure.
I mean, as small as Bledsoe is, he can get you 5, 6, maybe 7 rebounds, and you have Malcolm Brogdon coming off the bench that can also give you rebounds from the guard position. So, I mean, I think it's just a lot of things are not going well at once for them, and if it wasn't multiple things, then maybe you could say, okay, it's a quick fix. But, you know, we'll see how they respond. I mean, you know, it's a 4-game but 10-day road trip, so we'll see how they respond starting in Phoenix on Wednesday.
But it's the West Coast, Telly, and
yes,
West Coast
is.
Trips can kill teams like the Bucks. I mean, this is the wrong time to be struggling going on a trip like this. But as you mentioned, the good thing is with the way the schedule is put together this year, you have more time to adjust to the time zone difference and all that stuff, and kind of get your bearings versus playing, you know, 4 days, 4 games in like 6 days or something crazy like that.
Yeah, absolutely. They're going to be able to get, if I'm not mistaken, 4 practices in on this road trip. And that's rare for you to get that much practice time during a road trip of any kind. So hopefully they will be able to take advantage of that and use that to their advantage. And, I mean, the thing is, I know what you say about west, you know, going out west. And the thing that probably scares me more than that is facing a struggling Suns team, because Dallas was a 2-win team on Saturday night, and the Bucks kind of not they didn't do so well down there. So hopefully, you know, they can come out and do what they did when we went down to Atlanta, where they came out, hit him in the mouth early, and it was never a game. And hopefully they can do that come Wednesday.
He is Telly Hughes, Fox Sports Wisconsin, and the Milwaukee Bucks. We'll look forward to watching you on the West Coast trip, Telly. Thanks for coming on.
All right, thanks for having me.
There he is, Telly Hughes, on the Great Midwest Bank Hotline.
Great Midwest Bank has been committed to personalized, common-sense lending since 1935. When you're in the market to buy, build, renovate, or refinance, visit greatmidwestbank.com to discover the benefits of simply local banking.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.